Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
Skema ġdida ta' riċiklaġġ għal prezz ta' 190 miljun dollaru tħabbret mill-Gvern Federali Awstraljan bilan li jissaħħaħ il-kapaċità ta' riċiklaġġ tal-pajjiż. L-iskema se tgħin biex l-Awstralja ssir iktar dipendibbli fuq anfisha r-riċiklaġġ tagħha u ma tiddependix iktar fuq il-pajjiżi Asjatiċi biex jaċċettaw skart mhux proċessat. Il-Gvern Federali jgħid li se jalloka kważi 200 miljun dollaru Awstraljan għal fondi għal modernizzazzjoni ta' riċiklaġġ. Il-Ministru Awstraljan għall-Ambjent Susan Lay tgħid li dan il-pjan se jitrasforma l-industrija tal-iskart, joħloq infrastruttura ġdida tal-ipproċessar u jerġa' juża materjali riċiklabbli waqt li jsalva iktar minn 10 miljun tunnellata fiskart li s-soltu jispiċċa fil-miżbla. Lej tajt li huwa kalkolat li f'dan il-proċess jinħolqu 10,000 impjieg.
The significance of this investment for Australia's recycling and recovery future will be unprecedented. It's the first time that a national government has put waste on the national agenda. And what that means from a very household level is that trust in what you put in your recycling bin actually being recycled in a way that adds value, adds jobs and makes sure that Australia meets the commitment that Prime Minister Morrison ensured we undertook a year ago. It's our waste, it's our responsibility.
Dan l-investiment huwa parti minn strateġija nazzjonali li tbiddel il-mod kif l-Awstralja timmaniġja l-iskart tagħha. L-istrateġija għandha lan li jissaħħaħ l-ekonomija, tipproteġi l-ambjent u tilħaq il-miri tal-irkupru ta' riżorsi nazzjonali ta' 80% sas-sena 2030. Il-fondi tal-modernizzazzjoni ta' riċiklaġġ se jgħin biex jipproċessa materjali bħal pereżempju plastik imħallat, karti, tires u ħġieġ. L-assistent ministru għat-tnaqqis fl-iskart u l-immaniġjar tal-ambjent, Trevor Evans, jgħid li din l-iskema se tbiddel għall-aħħar is-sistema ta' din l-industrija.
Recycling in Australia gets turbocharged. There is now more than $1 billion being invested in recycling facilities and infrastructure and more circular economy outcomes right across the country. And that includes investments in every single state and territory. This will mean fantastic outcomes for the environment. We estimate that these investments will mean that more than 10 million tons of waste that would otherwise be destined for landfill will now be able to be recovered and recaptured. The value in it will be recognized and it can be turned into the next generation of fantastic products that we'll see on the shelves of shops and in other great projects and infrastructure right around the country.
It-tibdil li se jsir f'din l-industrija se jinkludu wkoll 35 miljun dollaru addizzjonali biex ikunu implementati l-obbligi taħt il-pjan ta' azzjoni fil-policies tal-iskart fl-Awstralja. Hemm ukoll madwar 25 miljun dollaru allokati għat-titjib fl-informazzjoni dwar l-iskart tal-pajjiż, ir-riżultati li joħorġu minn dan il-progress u l-monitoraġġ tal-progress fil-konfront tal-miri f'dan il-qasam. L-iskema se tintroduċi wkoll liġi ġdida li ġġib formalment fis-seħħ il-projbizzjoni tal-gvern tal-esportazzjoni tal-iskart u se tħeġġeġ lill-kumpaniji biex jieħdu responsabilità ikbar għall-iskart li huma jiġġeneraw. Susan Lay tgħid li din l-inizjattiva hija tal-livell mill-ogħla fejn tidħol l-innovazzjoni.
28,000 tons of pelletized plastic to be remanufactured into packaging. So think packaging into packaging. You want to know that when you pick up a plastic bottle, it's been plastic before, is responsible, sustainable, and recycled and remanufactured. But it's also about glass going into road base. It's about unusual and difficult to recycle plastics becoming green steel or going into 3D printer operations. It's about so much innovation, research and development. This is an initiative that effectively leverages a total of $1 billion.
L-istati, territorji u l-industrija huma mistennija li jaħdmu maġem b'din l-iskema u jgawdu il-benefiċċji tagħha wkoll. Il-kap uffiċjali tal-iżvilupp Garth Lam mill-kumpanija Regroup ibbażata f'Canberra jgħid li dan l-investiment se jqanqal l-innovazzjoni fis-settur tal-immaniġjar tal-iskart iżda jwiddeb li s-swieq domestiċi se jkollhom bżonn tal-iżvilupp ukoll. Jispjega.
We need to see those markets increase, so we need to see people out there buying recycled content materials whenever they possibly can. We love the opportunity to invest more, employ more people, do more stuff in Australia.
Is-sena l-oħra l-Indonesja batet 100 recipient ta' skart ikkontaminat tal-plastik lura lejn l-Awstralja u għamlita ċara li mhix se tkun xi miżbla għall-Awstralja. Il-Malasja, il-Vjetnam, it-Tajlandja u l-Filippini għamlu l-istess. Il-kap eżekuttiv ta' CleanAway Vic Bansal jgħid li l-Awstralja issa se tkun tista' tiddependi fuq annifisha iktar u tkun tista' tkun responsabbli tal-iskart tagħha stess permezz ta' dan l-investiment.
As the country's largest waste management player, we welcome this. This is very, very good. Quite often when the industry goes through a change like we are going through, it takes a long time for governments to react. Millions of containers now not going into landfills or not going into rivers and creeks and the Great Barrier Reef is being recycled into material. This is what circular economy is about. Australia as a country, we need to take ownership of our own material. There is something not right for us to be sending our waste to Asian countries, and it's time we own it.
L-Oppożizzjoni Federali tajt li din l-aħbar kienet ilha ħafna bżonn juża waqt li s-senatur tal-ħodor Awstraljani Peter Wish-Wilson jgħid li l-Gvern għandu jikkonċentra biex jipproduċi inqas skart tal-plastik. Il-kap uffiċjali eżekuttiv tal-Kunsill Awstraljan tar-Riċiklaġġ huwa Pete Schmigel u jgħid li dan l-iżvilupp se jkun vitali fil-fażi ta' wara li tispiċċa l-pandemija.
It's massively important in terms of post-COVID recovery. It's easy to sit at keyboards and have jobs, but not everybody can do that. There's a whole group of people in this country who are high-vis guys, and they need work too. And it's exactly this kind of investment that provides those jobs as we recover from COVID and other things.
Min-naħa tagħha il-Ministru Susan Lay tammetti li temporanjament id-diffikultajiet minħabba l-eluq tal-fruntieri se jaffettwaw xi ftit il-kollaborazzjoni bejn l-istati iżda d-Dipartiment Nazzjonali tas-Saħħa huwa l-awtorità fuq meta u kif dawn il-pjanijiet jistgħu jibdew.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.